College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The Roosevelt Mall is reopening now that the NTSB is finished with its on-scene investigation of the deadly medical jet crash. KYW's Tim Jimenez was live this morning in the Northeast with the latest.
We're seeing this movement today because the NTSB gathered all the evidence that it needed and those investigators left town. And the Philly Police Forensics Investigation, it does continue, but that has been taken off-site. City Managing Director Adam Teal says they're restoring the activity in this area again, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be back to normal.
We still have residences and properties that have been damaged that folks are not going to be able to go back to. And hopefully most of the residences that are undamaged or that have been cleared for reoccupancy will be able to be reoccupied soon.
Now, those who were staying at the shelter at Fells High School nearby, they were moved to longer-term housing, so that shelter was closed last night. But there are still a lot of people here who need information. They need other resources, including mental health services. Those who are looking for that help, they can go to the community meeting that's scheduled to take place at 7 o'clock tonight at Solace Cohen Elementary School right here in the Northeast.
Neighbors and residents who live near the crash site say they're worried that they have been breathing in toxic fumes for days. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Some residents who live in the area of the Roosevelt Mall are still detecting a chemical smell.
The smell is really bad right now. It smells like gas.
Some first responding police officers have complained to their FOP union of eye irritation and breathing troubles. Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 5 President Roosevelt Poplar says concerned members should file both an injury report and a City of Philadelphia accident injury and illness form.
Because as of right now, we really don't know what type of contamination it was, besides the jet fuel, what other toxins that could have possibly been out there. Out of caution, we want them to make sure that it's documented.
He says the effort is to get members of the services they need now and possibly services they would need in the future. At the city's plane crash briefing on Tuesday, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said the process to address officers' health concerns is underway. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA says if Governor Shapiro's budget proposal for mass transit passes as is, it would put off the need for service cuts. But that's a big if, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The governor's budget would provide about $300 million for transit statewide.
We also owe it to Pennsylvanians in Pittsburgh and Lancaster, and yes, in Philadelphia, who rely on mass transit.
Senate Republicans last year wanted transit increases tied to more funding for roads and bridges. That's important to Senate Pro Tem Kim Ward, a Republican from Westmoreland County.
I know I live in a county that has mass transit, but it's not mass transit I can go out and get on the bus every morning and go to work.
SEPTA would get about $165 million more under the governor's proposal, enough to forestall service cuts. But Interim General Manager Scott Sauer says SEPTA is planning an austerity budget and not counting on the increase.
That budget will be based purely on reality, what we have at our disposal today.
Sauer says that translates to higher fares and less service without new funding. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Civil rights groups in our area are fighting back against President Trump's order allowing immigration agents to enter places like churches and schools. The groups are sending a letter to all schools in Pennsylvania with guidelines on students' rights. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The ACLU and the Education Law Center of Pennsylvania have shared a letter of legal guidance about how to interact with ICE in schools across the Commonwealth.
We are, unfortunately, have already heard from multiple families that are fearful to send their kids to school.
That's Christina Moon, senior attorney at the Education Law Center in Pennsylvania. She says the letter reminds administrators that federal law offers protection for all students and that they're entitled under federal and state law to attend public school regardless of their immigration status. She adds that it would be traumatic for a student to be removed from school by ICE officers, so it is important for schools to have a clear protocol.
They should ask the ICE agent to wait outside the school in the public area to take a copy or the documents that are offered, to make a copy of those materials, and to immediately call the school's attorney.
The letter details the differences between a judicial and administrative warrant. ICE typically uses administrative warrants, which which do not legally mandate access to a location. In the case of a child being removed from a school by ICE, the parent of the student must be contacted, and supportive services must be provided to that student and their classmates in the school. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.